Colin Farrell playing a private investigator in the new series, Sugar, for Apple TV Plus, and Andrew Scott stepping into the role of fraudster-turned-killer Tom Ripley for Netflix are some of the new television, movies, music and games headed to a device near you. Also among the streaming offerings worth your time is selected by the Associated Press's entertainment journalists. The documentary, Girls State, explores how high school girls deal with various issues, golf and auto racing combine in the new video game Turbo Golf Racing, and Lopez vs. Lopez, a comedy starring George Lopez and his daughter Mayan Lopez, returns for season 2. New movies to stream: Jonathan Glazer's Best Picture nominee, The Zone of Interest, arrives on Max on Friday, April 5th. The film, haunting and formalist, depicts the daily life of Rudolf Haas, Christian Friedel, and his wife, Hedwig, Sandra Hüller, while living in their home next door to Auschwitz. Since its premiere at last year's Cannes Film Festival, The Zone of Interest has been hailed as a harrowing drama about human capacity for compartmentalizing atrocity. In her review, APP's Jocelyn Novick wrote that, "The horror assaults our senses in other, deeper ways." At the Oscars, where The Zone of Interest won Best International Film, Glazer spoke out against Israel's war in Gaza, sparking both backlash and defense from some in Hollywood. A nonfiction highlight of the year, Jesse Moss and Amanda McBain's Girls State premieres Friday, April 5th, on Apple TV+. The film is a companion piece to their prize-winning 2020 documentary, Boys State. Like that film, Girls State follows a handful of teenagers over a week in a mock government program. That this time it's high school girls changes not only the tenor of discourse around political issues like abortion but finds added tension in the inequities between the girls and boys. Disney Animations, Wish, lands on Disney Plus on Wednesday. Released last fall in theaters, Wish, an origin story for the Wishing Star, stuffed with nods to past Disney classics, seemed like quintessential Mouse House magic but fizzled with critics and audiences. In her review, AP film writer Lindsay Barr called it, "more concept than story, a strained and forgettable attempt to pay homage to the studio's 100 years." The voice cast includes Ariana Debus and Chris Pine. AP film writer Jake Coyle, new music to stream, Sheila E., the Prince-mentored queen of percussion, will release her first salsa album, titled, Baylor, on Friday, April 5th. Baylor is a celebration of the genre, and a new chapter in Sheila E.'s rich musical history, beginning with a reimagination of Bemba Calora, originally performed by Celia Cruz, now featuring Gloria Estefan and Mimi Sakar and, of course, a drum solo. Ruben Blades, Gilberto Santa Rosa, and Luis Enrique are also featured on the album. A few days before Tori Kelly released her 2023 EP, Tori, the R&B pop vocalist, was rushed to the ICU at Los Angeles Cedars-Sinai Medical Center after suffering a blood clot-related collapse. She's healed since, and just 8 months later, will release her fifth studio album, Tori. The period is appropriate, the album feels definitive, Tori Kelly stretching her familiar soulful tone into classic-sounding songs about love, cut, and loss, high water. He's a lonely dancer, so dance with him so he doesn't cry. Gen Z musician and Olivia Rodrigo BFF, Conan Gray's third studio album, Found Heaven, deepens his penchant for synthpop. Max Martin is a producer known for his work with Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, Britney Spears, The Backstreet Boys, Robin, the list goes on and on. And the lead single, the 80s revisionist, Lonely Dancers, is an earworm for the ages. Your lover left, broke up tonight, my lover's busy, kissing other guys, we're both alone now, tears in our eyes, he sings. We're lonely dancers, there's no need to hide, we're lonely dancers, baby, dance with me so we don't cry. If it is ascendant depressive tunes with a musical theater sensibility you're after, well, you found it. The Grammy-nominated R&B and hip-hop hitmaker Bryson Tiller's eponymous fourth studio album is a bit of a mystery. His last album, Anniversary, was released 4 years ago, and little is known about his new era. A week before it drops, only one song has been released, Whatever She Wants, which Tiller has said doesn't sound like anything on the album, and the only confirmed feature is Grammy Best New Artist winner Victoria Monet. Both are reason enough to get excited. AP music writer Maria Sherman new shows to stream, Lopez vs. Lopez, a comedy starring George Lopez and his daughter Mayan Lopez, returns for season 2 on Tuesday on NBC. The show is based on the ups and downs in George and Mayan's real-life relationship. Guest stars include Gabriel, Fluffy, Iglesias, and Jamie Camille. Episodes also stream on Peacock. As the CW looks to establish a new identity as a major network, one of the four originals renewed for this TV season premieres the first week of April. Jared Padalecki's Walker debuts season 4 on Wednesday. Walker streams on Max. Ted Lasso, maybe Dunzo, although it's good to have a dream, but there are still a number of feel-good shows on Apple TV Plus worth checking out. Loot, starring Maya Rudolph, falls under that category. Debuting its second season Wednesday, Rudolph plays Molly, the ex-wife of a billionaire, Adam Scott, who decides to donate a majority of her money to good causes. The show also stars Michaela J. Rodriguez, Joel Kim Booster, Ron Funches, and Nat Faxon. We've seen him as a so-called hot priest, but if you watched Andrew Scott as Moriarty on Sherlock, you know he's also great at playing bad. This time, Scott steps into the role of Tom Ripley, the fraudster-turned-killer created by author Patricia Highsmith, for a limited series. Ripley premieres Thursday on Netflix. Colin Farrell plays a private investigator in the new series, Sugar, for Apple TV+, where the central mystery is to locate the missing granddaughter of a big-time Hollywood producer. Reviews are already screaming about a plot twist, so proceed with caution online if you don't want spoilers. Sugar debuts Friday, April 5th. Alicia Rancilio, new video games to play. I'm a sports fan, but you'd have to pay me a lot to get me to sit through televised golf or auto racing. Combine the two in a video game? Now you're talking. In Turbo Golf Racing, your job is to guide a ball across a hazard-filled course, keeping it in bounds and eventually knocking it into a hole. But the ball is enormous, you're striking it with a car rather than a club, and other vehicles are battling you on the fairway at the same time. Oh, and sometimes the hazards explode. The UK's Huge Calf Studios hopes the result is the kind of multiplayer mayhem that made Rocket League, Soccer Plus Demolition Derby, a hit. Tea Time is Thursday on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series 10, S, 1 and PC. Lou Kesson read also, What to Stream, Roadhouse Revisited and Shakira's first album in 7 years.